Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
At us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Now, hang on here. I want to get a clip for Craig. And I know he's worried over there because he always worries.
Craig.
He's always worried.
Always fretting about something.
Something's going to be said in the show.
Yeah, look at him.
We're all going to be bumming.
The face of worry.
Yeah. Now I am.
Yeah. Now you are.
No, you still not.
Now you are. I got to find it. All right.
Do you have any Mike Leach ready?
Oh, I got. No, let me get that second.
Okay,
get
that. Yeah, get that. We'll use that a little later.
I got to find this, though.
Is he quotable again?
No, but Cliff Kingsbury is.
Oh, okay.
And we can use Mike Leach in the same exact light, especially since they were both coaches at Texas Tech.
Okay, I'll get Mike Leach first.
And Kingsbury, too. Did Kingsbury play for him?
Yeah, he's quarterback of his.
I thought so.
I remember watching him play, yeah. Okay, I got Mike Leach ready to go. You hear it first or come after the story?
Well, we can set it up with it. Go ahead and...
To make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends. Now, their fat little girlfriends have some obvious advantages. For one thing, their fat little girlfriends are telling them what they want to hear.
I love that soundbite so much. That's
He's
Mike
talking
Leach.
About his players' girlfriends, college girls. She's calling them fat in that... That is crazy.
That was at a weekly press conference, too. That was just him playing to the media.
Now, was he at Texas Tech or Washington State at the time?
That was Texas Tech. That was when he was in Lubbock.
That was at Texas Tech, right?
Yep, and Cliff Kingsbury, who did play quarterback for him there at Texas Tech, I kind of forgot about that, and then also went on to be the head coach at Texas Tech. And now he's with the Arizona Cardinals, and he's got Kyler Murray, and this is the guy who said he's going to give these NFL professionals a cell phone break during their meetings, because he can see them just chomping at the bit to get on their phone and check their social media.
Yeah.
So they're now going to have cell phone breaks while they're installing game plans.
Oh, in the NFL. Okay.
Yes, in the NFL.
Right. Yeah, because they all have, about 15-minute attention spans?
That's what he fathoms.
They'll go 15, 20, and then take a break.
But once again, you're the head coach of an NFL team. How about, listen.
This is a job. Put it away, boys.
This is the job. We've talked about, we've all known guys who play in the NFL. And one thing they say is night and day is it becomes a job. The very first day they play NFL
immediately,
football.
They see
8-hour
difference.
Meetings, it's a job.
Is he going to call
it's not a game.
Time out in the middle of the first quarter so everybody can go check their cell phones?
I think the league has some policies against that.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So in the game, they'll be all right. But practice, maybe in their.
I mean, there probably should be an official timeout so everybody can check their cell phones.
That's true. And they can all tweet and the league will get more hits and all that. Yeah, you're right.
You know, like basketball, and I've noticed, I think they had the same system during hockey. They have media timeouts every 4 minutes or something.
That's right.
When you're watching a college basketball game.
16, 12, 8,
yep.
4.
Yeah. So they could do something like that, except that's exclusively for, you could use it to go break away for commercials while the players check their cell phones. Here's a word from whoever their sponsor might be.
I realize you got to be a modern.
Great, actually.
You got to be a modern coach, but that's ridiculous.
Well, it is ridiculous.
I mean, the obvious sponsor would be, it's time for a cell phone break from Verizon.
Right.
Yeah, while the players check their cell phones, here's your word from Verizon.
Oh, yeah.
Go to Snapchat and download this code now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where so-and-so, Cliff Kingsbury, will be there tweeting about it. Now, so I don't know that necessarily. Look, Cliff Kingsbury was fired at Texas Tech, right? And he has zero NFL experience. He was a backup in the league for a minute.
He's an offensive genius. I mean,
he's an offensive college genius.
Right.
And,
they had him. He was supposed to be the offensive coordinator at USC.
You know who's not the genius, though, and has never been? touted as a genius is the front office of the Arizona Cardinals.
Steve Keim and them, that is a fair point.
Everybody's looking for the dude that coaches the Rams. That's why they hired him. That's
yeah, sure. Him. And look, he's got a
young, good-looking dude, you know.
I think he's with Holly Saunders,
still,
I think, if
still,
I remember
still
right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's that right.
Yeah,
take
that's care his girlfriend.
Of that. And then the guy for the Rams got a hot woman, too.
Yeah, yeah, young gal.
Yeah, but she doesn't work at the golf gym.
Doesn't matter. No, she's hot.
Well, she's with Fox now, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Fox.
That's right.
Fox. We just saw her briefly. She looked like she had some work done, which is unfortunate because she always looked great to me. Now, look,
wait, was it unnecessary work?
You're no, she just looks
you're on
different.
TV every day. You look like you can look a little saggier than most, you know?
I suppose.
I thought she was always fine looking. She just looks like
oh, she's good. Maybe Botox.
Gone too far with stuff,
Botox,
in my opinion.
Yeah.
Now, Kingsbury and all his college genius, the cell phone breaks make sense to me in college, as does this ploy that came up on the heels of somebody who realized, look, he's giving them cell phone breaks, and they came across some old podcast where he was talking about at Texas Tech, he would have his assistant coaches create fake, he would catfish them. They would create fake social media accounts with cute girls. This is Cliff Kingsbury's
work. Girlfriends, yeah.
And then they would...
Not
they
fat
would,
ones, so hot ones, right?
Hot ones, yeah. And then they would interact with the players via the face of the cute girl just to monitor what they're tweeting, how these players coming at the ladies, like,
man,
right? That sounds
man.
Dangerous, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
So
it's catfishing a poor kid to catfish. Well, that's ridiculous. Don't catfish anybody.
He said, here's the quote. He said, we would have, quote, fake accounts with cute girls that they add right now so we can see what's going on, who's tweeting what. Those are heavily monitored for sure, so they're spying on him. He also said that he believes his players knew about the surveillance, but, quote, they can't resist. Friend requests from cute girls are an automatic follow.
Of course they can't, because they're 18 to 22-year-old guys.
Right. Behind the face
hot
of the
chicks.
Cute girl?
Assistant coaches and whatnot. Just kind of
some 45-year-old fat dude.
Yeah, getting all sexy with one of his players. Maybe enjoying it.
Jerry Sandusky.
Thank you. They're too old to share.
Yeah, long in the tooth.
They were too long in the tooth for Sandusky.
Now were they just monitoring their players to make sure they weren't doing anything stupid online, or were they actually trying to interact with them?
Like, want to meet for pizza at some fat coach
I'm sure the coaches probably wouldn't get get a follow back because they don't want the coaches.
Or were they
to see
egging them
doing.
On? Hey, what do you think of Coach Me?
Can you show me your penis? Some coaches were getting
you wonder how
picks.
Far
some
went.
Some coaches were getting dink pics.
And I don't know. You wonder how far that went.
And liking it.
Because if they were just monitoring what their players were doing online, I guess I understand.
I do too, but if they have to interact
but if you're
at
baiting
all with them,
them.
If you're baiting them.
Right, you can't be coercing them.
No.
Yeah.
Because they're going to know it's a bot. You have to be. You would have to actually respond to one message because they're just going to think you're a bot.
Yeah, but do you think they care?
The players?
No, the coaches.
Yeah, the player,
the coach
yeah.
has to say, oh, you're so cute. That's just weird.
I saw your game last week.
That's weird. He's in his coach shorts, sitting in his office at the facility.
Ooh, LaTravius.
I got LaKevin online here.
When do you think the players found out about this?
He thinks I'm a hot chick.
Well, this story came up from an old podcast from 2016 some nerd brought up to listen to.
Yeah, they did.
So, fair question, Todd. I mean, and I don't know that he plans on implementing this in Arizona, but, I mean, he is giving them social media breaks. I don't know the depth of his creepiness on this.
Because
this is creepy to me.
We'll find out.
Turns out my fat little girlfriend was our D-backs coach.
Right.
And he is kind of fat.
Yeah.
That kind of stuck to the tape.
Yes, it did.
That's fine.
I got Craig's ready to go now.
Whoa.
Oh.
I thought the Razorbacks were going to win.
2-Q for the Omahawks.
I wasn't against the Razorbacks.
Me
I'm
neither.
Just making fun of Craig.
Did somebody let you wear your sparkles, Craig?
Oh, that's right. Their sparkles.
Couldn't wear your Darren McFadden jersey.
You don't even have puss
no.
on you don't even have puss on your side now. You Packer boys are always together. Now you got nothing. You're alone. By the way, you're the only team that made it. None of our colleges get near there. Craig, Todd's just going to be there before mine ever gets there. It's not going to happen.
I don't know. At the current pace. Arizona State hasn't showed up in baseball for a long time.
They were ranked in the top five this year. They screwed up in the playoffs.
Oh,
they were a great team.
They just fired Pat Murphy way back.
They were had a soft schedule. And then they had to play the conference schedule, and they had a bunch of bats and no pitchers.
That's it, no pitchers, right.
Tyler, you can fall back on the fact that your school is good at a sport that's relevant.
Football. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because baseball really, to most of us, doesn't matter. But
it's not
I do watch the College World Series. It's getting better. And, they did a whole story. I was watching the game last night, and more players are being drafted out of college and high school by far now, and it's not just a trend. It's going to happen. Because they want to know maturity-wise.
Yeah.
A lot of kids, and that's making that baseball better. It's becoming more interesting to more people. Only because ESPN is all over it.
I think I saw 71%, I think, of this year's Major League Baseball draft, and there's 50 right. friggin' rounds
right.
in that thing.
Right.
Compensatory picks, there might be 40 picks in a round, 50 rounds, and 71% of them were out of college.
As you watched that game last night,
college draft, they
made a point of saying what the Michigan coach is doing. Oh my God, he's getting minorities on his team.
Yeah, they do. They are,
and they're going in inner cities and finding kids that want to play baseball, not necessarily travel kids. And that team's all full of all colors. You know?
That's a good point.
He kind of took a little shot at the baseball establishment.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
The travel squads and the showcase stuff.
I'm in it, man. It's ridiculous.
Good for him.
It's ridiculous.
Well, and it's a tough sport to be successful in if you're not in the South because you only get 11 scholarships
right.
to operate as a coach to fill your roster.
Right.
So you
got
to split that stuff up somehow. If you're trying to get some kid from the North to come to your school, how do you do that?
Yep.
When they can just go down to Texas for the same 12% scholarship.
Right.
But now you get into an inner city and get a kid who maybe doesn't want to play football or something. Because more kids don't want to play football now, too. That's happening.
Plus, that's probably a better experience for a lot of players. And, getting on a damn bus and going from small town to small town, minor league, A-league baseball.
Yeah,
playing A-ball, getting $200 a week.
Plus, we've always said this, these kids go to college, at least they're seeing different things on campus, different minorities,
socially.
Different people socially.
Yeah.
These high schoolers hop on a bus with a bunch of other dumbasses.
Yeah.
They become just
ingrained
tobacco-chewing idiots.
Yeah.
They really do, man.
There's some truth in that. It happens in hockey, too.
Yeah.
Those two sports where, kids will throw away
everything just to go
8 years of their life just to go get wrapped up in trying to make it,
which, good on you.
Hang around a bus full of dropouts for a decade.
Yo.
That'll make you dumb.
That's an interesting way to put it.
With the same attitude towards everything.
Yeah. Right.
Well, and you go to college, you're hanging out with hot co-eds instead of, 50-plus-year-old house moms that are boarding eight of you.
Yeah. Minor league moms.
Yeah.
And unlike Bull Durham, there's not a Crash Davis on every bus.
No. Yeah, so Craig's Hogs, the first team in, first team out. They go 2-Q.
Whoa! Play this much. They're perennials, though. They have a powerhouse in baseball.
Absolutely.
Craig wants his football team to get good now, too.
Yeah.
Craig?
Need to cheat better, Craig.
You want the football team to get good.
Yeah. I won't mention this guy's name, but he said, I think if you ask some coaches, he seems to know what he's talking about here, you would find that it's normal to create a burner account to monitor players online. So they're not necessarily interacting.
They're just watching.
Yeah, if that's the angle, I understand.
Yeah, I get it.
Players tend to get themselves in trouble on social media, especially these days. I'm no expert.
You just drop off the weed in my dorm room.
Yeah,
come on over. We're smoking weed in my dorm room.
Right. Yeah. And the coach just shows up.
He's a former coach.
Yeah. I get it that way.
Listen,
if they're actually, it still sucks they have to do that.
That's what I was just starting.
To me, it's still like spying on 18-year-old kids.
How awful is that? Your job this evening is to make sure you keep up with the secondary, the DBs.
Right.
Keep up with the DBs on social media, Mike. That's your job tonight.
I understand why they do it, but that's a crappy part of that job.
Yeah, but how many times a year does some stupid kid post?
We're smoking weed. Come on over.
Or he posts some video online of something that everybody else goes, wow, dude, that's illegal.
Yeah.
And he doesn't realize it.
Like his girlfriend getting gangbanged.
Right.
The guy from Nebraska.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's from his private stock.
He's gotta, but still.
Got to have some coach to knock him upside the head and go, dude, You can't do that.
Right. Or who was the guy that dropped down in the draft order? Because right before he was supposed to get drafted, the gas mask bomb.
Oh, is that Laramie Tunsil? Yeah. The lineman?
The
Confederate flag behind him, too. Right. What the hell? It's a brother.
One of his white boys' rooms, wasn't it?
Must have been. Black dudes don't have gas mask bongs, do they?
No, they also they might, but they don't have Confederate flags in their dorm room.
Most of them do not have Confederate flags.
Now, he was at Ole Miss. He was at Ole Miss, so a Confederate flag kind of comes with the territory.
Well,
but
in every dorm, a lot of the dorm rooms.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. They might issue you that with your sheets.
Yeah.
And your
blanket. Yeah. Here's your Nike gear right. And your Confederate flag.
Here's your sheet, always blanket, the pillowcase, and Confederate flag, sir.
Is that dude still in the NFL?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a great player.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. That was a great story.
There was no reason for him to drop down in the draft.
No.
But he did.
Plummeted.
Right.
He did.
Well, he actually – wait, no. That wasn't the only reason. He was implicated in some stuff that, like, if I'm – remembering right, like
hopefully beating up the guy with the
no. He was questioned in a murder, if I remember right.
But didn't he still go in the top half of the first round? I mean, they said he was supposed to be like top five, and he ended up going like 12.
Well, if he hadn't murdered anybody anytime,
because that video
still cost him some cash, though.
Oh yeah, it still cost him some money.
The video went out the night of the draft,
but like half an hour before it was supposed to start.
It was Darth Vader. It was great. He's looking into the camera.
Yes, it's all
have you guys done the gas mask bong at all? You stoners?
No.
Looks pretty cool, doesn't it? Except your eyes. Wouldn't it burn your eyes?
I got to think. And then your whole face is just going to smell like burnt pot the rest of the day.
And if you have a beard, you're screwed.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You're just going to be like, oh, man. Yeah, he did. He had some domestic violence stuff, so there were other things around him that is why he dropped. Not just the gas mask bomb.
Yeah, but the domestic
violence put him on the radar.
The domestic violence stuff. He got into a fight with his stepdad.
Ah, kick his ass.
He wasn't hitting women.
You're not my dad, Cliff.
Yep, his fake dad,
right.
As you call him.
You're not my dad, Todd.
So I got the comprehensive list here, Petey, from Golf Magazine. Because I'm getting a lot of these questions. Every time there's a tournament at Pebble Beach, everybody wants to play Pebble Beach and wants to know how much it costs.
Oh, yeah. Hot dogs are like
my buddy played
bucks,
it yesterday.
Right?
I should have texted him.
Did he pay you a full freight?
Don't know.
What do you got a tee time at right now?
Full freight is $550 a person.
Man, that is over. I was overestimating it at $500.
That's why I'm hitting more than one ball at that par three.
And a 20% tip for the caddy?
Well, the caddy's extra. Caddy running $95 a bag.
Do you need a caddy?
Can you just get a four caddy?
It helps.
No, I don't care. I suck. So if you don't have a caddy, it's $500.
And do you have?
That's
you,
when it helps most though, is you get a four caddy because he can find your golf ball.
Oh, that's true. They do. They do find your balls. That's
they
right.
They go find your golf ball.
We play in cleats tournament once in a while. They have a guy there.
Four
does
caddies
that.
Are half that price, $47.50.
But and am I correct in saying the carts are not an option?
Carts are.
Carts are.
Oh, I thought you had to walk.
$45.
Oh no, I ain't walking anything.
How much for a hot dog? Because I was talking about $30. I was talking about $30 hot dogs this weekend.
I bought a hot dog there. I don't think the food didn't seem particularly overpriced.
Oh, no. I remember Golf Digest things where it's like $27.50 for a hot dog.
Oh, I don't recall.
$15 beers.
But, there wasn't a tournament going on when I went there.
No. This is just when you go play, like everything's price gouged.
Oh, no, I went.
If you're flying to Pebble Beach, you better have the cash to play that.
I went into the village and, just had lunch there. I didn't really eat on the course.
Well,
the hot dogs on the course are more than $20.
And I don't recall a cart girl coming around either.
No.
No.
That's too bad.
But most people, Tyler, walk it. They get a caddy and they
I don't want to walk it.
Yeah. I'd walk that one.
You don't have to.
Good.
Like just to be able to soak it in a little bit better.
They were running so late.
I can soak it and sit in my cart.
They would use. they take your stuff, out of my 50-pound golf bag and put it in a carry bag for the caddy. And we were running so late that they just gave my caddy a cart. So I kind of half rode, half walked with the guy.
So a trip's going to cost you a couple $1,000 easily with plane tickets, a room, and to play if you're only there a couple days.
Than that.
Well, if you're there a couple days, only a couple
days. You got to fly in there, but you can stay in Monterey for $150 a night. Well, obviously, you're going to, I suppose you could take an Uber out there. You could also go play Spanish Bay. They're a couple $100 cheaper.
I got one more on money at Pebble Beach. The famous Gary Woodland,
yep.
Who just won the U.S. Open. This is a story from the Action Network. He told a story of taking some buddies. He's a Topeka native, took some of his buddies, I'm guessing, from the area. He played at Kansas, out to Pebble Beach. And they're playing in a foursome, and they were two guys were scrambling, and then Gary Woodland's a pro, so the other guy. So they got a game going, and the stakes are rising. They get to the 18th, and he realizes, he says, it's come down to the 18th, and we give him a half a shot on the last hole just because it got a little out of hand for guys who didn't have it. So they say, well, what were you playing for? Well, that last hole was $32,000 each.
So he's got some buddies that made some money in other businesses.
And he said that was a little much for some of the guys. So there must he was playing with must have been fine. But the other two guys are like, we're playing for what on this hole? I didn't make that last year, man. Exactly. Like, hold on. $32,000.
Yeah.
So he says they gave him a half shot, and he let them play for half the bet. And then that team won that last hole.
People don't have $16,000 either.
Well, and he said he took it down because he didn't realize how high it has got, because that's what he's accustomed to when he's playing games.
Because he's got that kind of
$32,000 holes. And he said all of a sudden he had to cut it back, and he just because he wanted to be their friend still.
Craig got $32,000 on the hogs getting there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.